Thanks for having me.
Another incredible live stream event is just over a week away, this time with Andrew Rule and Julia Robson. The one thing that I love that motivates you about doing the True Crime podcast is the fact that you got involved and you're driven by the fact that you love dissecting the ripple effect of crime, how not only does it affect the perpetrator and the victim, but also to how it flows onto family and friends as well. And that's often something that we forget.
That's right. I think what we've just noticed from, we've been doing this for probably about 4 years now, that the more we delved into things, the more we realised the interest and the feedback about the impact on people. So a lot of people would contact us about, you know, the fact that people get PTSD after these things happen, that that people are left behind when a crime happens. Even, you know, from the victims' families to even the perpetrators' families, who are often sometimes forgotten as a, you know, in a society view, because crime and society are linked.
Since you've dived into these, have you looked at people differently? Because obviously you're dissecting so much about a person, a criminal, the victim as well. Do you now look at people differently or the world differently?
I think you can sometimes, I think you've got to be careful and with the growing popularity of true crime. And I think true crime has always been pretty popular from way back when, you know, salacious court cases reported on in newspapers hundreds of years ago to like reading true crime books. I've always read true crime books. But I think you've got to be careful to balance it out. So I think with the increased popularity of true crime podcasts, you've also, you've got to put it all in context. But I know, for me, I watch TV shows and I go, I like try and solve them like 2 minutes in. My husband's an ex-cop, and sometimes I just catch him looking at, he was a cop in London, and sometimes I just catch him looking when we're out, or well, we're home now in Melbourne, looking out the window, or if we're in the garden, he'll just be looking and I'm like, you've got your cop stare on. What are you looking at? There's this particular kind of look where he's sort of summing something up. But yeah, I think it can. You've got to be careful that you don't become scared, you know?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Got to carry on life, because what you're hearing about is, you know, it's horrible for the people it happens to, but it's not it's not necessarily going to happen all the time.
I am an avid listener of the Australian True Crime podcast. I absolutely adore it over the last few years. And to have someone like Andrew Rule involved in the next live web series, he is a man who has seen a lot.
Oh, he is. I idolise Andrew. I won't lie. Michelle and I fangirl over him. I read his book, one of his books. Oh, I was a teenager. Yeah. Cuckoo. His writing is brilliant. So it's such a privilege to be able to, like, we've become friends with Andrew and, you know, talk to him about crime. But he honestly is, you know, one of the best. And it's very inspiring when you're sharing space with people like that, because he really does. He really gets into it deep. And I think his writing is incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. And if there's someone listening right now and they want a new podcast, which crime would you say, hey, listen to this one?
Oh, wow. I've been listening to quite a few. Now, there's a really interesting one that's just come up. It's actually by an Australian, but she is in Canada, and it's Eve Lazarus, and she does a podcast called Cold Case Canada, and it's really good. She's turned her book into a podcast, but I regularly listen to Andrew Rule's Life and Crimes podcast. And of course, we're talking to Julia Robson on the live stream, and she's got her podcast Chasing Charlie, which is pretty, it's a pretty hectic story about a search for this con man, basically, this guy who's just swindling women in these romance scams and just chasing him around the globe.
Emily, it's been an absolute delight. We'll chat to you soon.
Thanks so much for that.